Chapter 6. Chloe comes to New York. We had to wait in Johannesburg for our flight to the USA. There, I called lots of scientists and told them about my film. Then the plane took off, and Chloe and I talked for hours. We talked about Hack, but we also talked about our lives. I told her about Attila.
"It's great that you saved him," she said.
I loved her when she said that. As soon as the plane landed in Washington, D.C., I turned on my phone. There were hundreds of emails and 19 voice messages. Everyone wanted to talk to me about Hack. Even Senator Nate Gardner from New York. He asked me to talk about Hack at a big meeting that afternoon. My first meeting was with some scientist friends at the Rockford Hotel in Washington, D.C. Chloe and I went there and asked for two rooms. I went to mine and changed my clothes. Then I quickly called Natalie, but she did not answer, so I left a message. "Hi," I said. "I'm in Washington, D.C. I saw your email, and I'd like to talk about things. I'll be back in New York tomorrow. I hope that you and Attila are okay." Then Chloe and I went down to the lobby. A small group of scientists was waiting for us there. I introduced Chloe to them. "These are very clever people, and they believe in Hack," I said to her quietly. "It's great that you're here." We all went to a meeting room, and they sat down. I stood in front of a microphone, and everyone went quiet. "Thank you for coming," I said. "Now I want to show you something." I stepped back and let the group watch the video. When the male lion's heads appeared in the grass, everyone started speaking loudly and excitedly.
"Okay, everyone," I shouted when the film was finished. "I had a phone call earlier, and I have to go to a meeting with Senator Gardner this afternoon. So we now have evidence of Hack in lions. But why is this happening?"
We talked about lots of different ideas. Could it be something in the air? Did it travel from body to body? Or is it a change in the environment? I wrote down each idea and felt happy. These people were excited and interested in my ideas. Then an email came in. The senator could not meet me that day, but he could see me tomorrow morning. The meeting continued for another 2 hours. More important scientists kept coming. Everyone wanted to see the film of the lion attack. When the meeting was finished, Chloe and I went upstairs to her hotel room to talk about tomorrow's meeting with the senator. Then Chloe sat back in her chair.
"This is good, Oz," she said. "The scientists are already interested. Now we're going to tell the world about Hack."
We had dinner in her room, but she was strangely quiet while we ate. "What's wrong?" I asked.
"Back in Africa, I thought that I was going to die, but you saved my life," she said slowly. "And now I'm here in America with you. Something very important is happening, and I'm part of it."
"Do you think that you're dreaming all this?" I said. "Do you want me to wake you up?" She smiled.
No, I want you to kiss me.
I moved forward, and we kissed for the first time. But then, I thought about Natalie, and I pulled away.
What's wrong?
She asked. I'm sorry. I think I have a girlfriend, but I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
It's difficult to explain. I should go to my room. She lifted her glass and smiled.
No, you shouldn't. You're here now, so please stay. We can just sleep.
I went and had a shower. When I got back, she was in the bed and already sleeping. I sat down on a chair in the corner and watched her. Soon, I was asleep too.